1340 WJOL. Heard of this gentleman before. He's a Chicago attorney, Bob Fioretti, run for public office. He's representing Stop North Point. He is their attorney, and he joins us this morning on the Turk Furniture Studio Line. Bob, thank you very much for coming on. Good talking to you. There's a lot to get to, so let's go ahead and jump right in, and I'll let you tell the story because you know it well. There's an investigation going on regarding some robocalls and some private information that was released to residents of the city of Joliet. I'll let you take it from there, Bob.
Hey, thanks, Scott. A lot of things happened in terms of these robocalls, robotexts that attacked one of the people who was leading the charge against North Point, Aaron Gallagher. They were false. We're here to set the record straight. She's reached out to Will County Police and the Sheriff's Office there and the FBI to investigate. They talk about falsehoods in terms of what's happening about this North Point. And she's out there trying to do her best. They gave her phone number, her private number, and it's quite frightening in this day and age of polarization that we have, that people are attacked by social media unknowns, and there she is. So I'm glad that the local authorities and the FBI are taking an interest in this, and hopefully they can get to the bottom of what's happening here. This we have a lawsuit that's going on, as most people know, and so your listeners clearly know, and the crux of, of our lawsuit centers around the nuisance and the issues that are going to affect the Abraham Lincoln Cemetery, the Midland Tall Grass Prairie, and the old Route 66. We have based a fairly round, and we've created segments of all the population, people that live in Joliet, outside of Joliet, in and around Elwood, Manhattan, dealing with both environmental issues, annexation problems, lack of contiguity here. There's also some contract problems that Joliet will allow North Point, a billion-dollar company, to do whatever it wants for unchecked growth in the future. So the people that are fighting here, and a lot of them are veterans from the American Legion, Illinois Department. Here, the Illinois Association of County Veterans have joined us. The Department of Veterans Affairs Cemetery Division has been opposed to this huge ongoing truck stop that's 5.5 times the size of Midway Airport. So we are doing our best, but you know, when they attack individuals unknown, it adds fear to people, and they're trying to silence people who have been vocal out here. And so the fight to stop North Point keeps going on.
Absolutely. Bob, let me jump in here real quick, too. Now, you mentioned they released her phone number. I also heard that they sent her home address out to people. Is that true?
No, but it was easy to trace from some of the items that were out there.
That's crazy. So, I mean, so that basically somebody's mad at her for standing up for what her people believe in and what she believes in, and then they slander her basically on social media and on these robocalls. I mean, this is madness. Who's responsible for it?
It is. And but what we found is that we have an overwhelming number of people have responded to her, from strangers and friends, to saying, hey, keep up the good work, keep the fight going. People know that Erin has been really a force of good for the community.
Sure.
She's helped for food pantries, COVID relief. But these personal attacks on her and her family are, as I said earlier, not only false, but they demonstrate the lengths that certain people go to. And we are in such a polarized society that people can't take their disputes and work them out and talk them out. And so, you know, she's got to be worried, and so I think so is whole family and friends around her and others that are in this North Point fight about personal safety. They even called her out in the robocalls that she had an anti-union agenda, and she comes from a strong personal family that has strong ties to the union. So, this false narrative that is so easily propagated in our day and age and spreads like wildfire just has to become checked. I'm glad I had the opportunity to come on your show this morning and talk about what's happening to her and talk about the lawsuit as we continue with the lawsuit at this point.
And before we let you go, where are we at now in the court proceedings? When will the next time be that you need to appear before a judge?
Well, this week we're filing a response to a motion to dismiss, and we will be in court at the beginning of June.
Okay.
And we'll see how the judge rules at that point. And we have great faith in the lawsuit. We believe we can prevail on most of the issues. We are reaching out to our experts right now to assist in the long run. We do expect that this case at some point in the future will be going to a hearing and a trial. And so we're doing our best at this time. We urge people to make sure not only that the court fight is going on, but that they reach out to our sign the petition on stopnorthpoint.com. We have a change.org petition that goes directly to the governor, and we're making sure that the governor remains strong in opposition to a state-controlled bridge over the cemetery. And there's a lot of, I'll say, moving parts in this because North Point is a billion-dollar company. They're trying to develop these truck stops all around the country. But there's growing opposition to each and every one of them at this point.
Okay. Bob, thanks for the update. We appreciate that. And we will continue following this story and let us know if there's anything new to report involving the investigation. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Bob Fioretti, the attorney for Stop North Point. Again, some strong allegations there. It would be allegations. There are robocalls out there basically defaming Aaron Gallagher and law enforcement trying to get to the bottom of who's sending those, because I'm guessing those would be considered slandered when you attack a private citizen. Sounds to me like so. It's 8:20 coming up next. Monica.